like of this dimension. It felt like ICS was really not in it that much. But I definitely see it being a six because it does mention it at that one piece. That's why I didn't like put it as a five, but it just felt like it could have had more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here. I think it had all the like I guess important parts of sense of self, there's, you know, long-term goals that she had, but there was just a paucity of description about that, and you know, her internal sense of self. So I thought I, you know, to put it in a four, but I could definitely see. I would definitely, you know, consider putting it in a five now.
Well, so what about her pursuing education?
I definitely see that. I just don't see I don't see you know, a discussion about her sense of self. Like, you know, where there's an integrated person with a descriptive long-term ambition or goal. I think it had the long-term, but it didn't have the...
Well, that would be if it were a seven.
Right. So what I'm saying is I would put it in... I thought to put it in either a four or five because... I didn't find that it commented on at all in terms of her integrated self. Like, we don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
So because there was a lack of a description about that, I said it probably belongs on the lower side than the higher side.
Well, if you feel that identity-related themes are not really much of an issue, then it probably would be a five.
Well, that's what I'm saying now is
okay. If you move up to a five, I'm okay with that. That's within one.
I definitely think that it discusses identity because there are goals in play there. But I didn't think that it was substantial enough to put in a six.
Right.
But I could definitely put it in a five.
Okay. The answer key states, in this example, the female character pursues her goal of attaining an education. As such, this is coded as a six. This would be coded as a seven if it were expanded upon with regard to how this goal was developed and what it meant to her. So then you'd think about us in the seven. You were looking for a seven, Eli, and I think you were disappointed in not finding it, and so you punished her with a four.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
She didn't mean that. Okay.
All right, so item four, the gold standard here is five. Four, 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 five, 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 four, three, five, five. Who's the three? That's Elisa. Did you want to say anything about the three?
I think I just was really confused about the fact that she had said, like, I wasn't happy, and then, like, all of a sudden, I'm ecstatic, and I kind of saw that as, like, a fluctuation for a three, like, the between yourself, but I'm seeing, like, it's not really about, like, self-concept, it's more just, like...
Yes, correct.
Feel, yeah.
Correct. So feelings are different from how you view yourself. I mean, you might want to think about like the self-esteem dimension in that case. Or affective quality of representations might be another option. But the gold standard here was a five. In this example, identity-related themes are not present and given a default score of five. All right, so let's look at number five. The gold standard response is three. We got three, two, three, 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 two, three, two, three, one, three, three. So the one is a little bit low.
I guess I really have high expectations of people's self-concept.
You do, and then they constantly disappoint you.
They really do.
So does that make sense, the three rather than a one?
I think so. I think she just said, like, she doesn't know who she is, but at the end, like, kind of brought it back up, and that would be, like, the fluctuation I was looking for, like, before.
Yeah. The authors actually wrote quite a bit for this one. Let me read it to you guys. ICS buzz phrases include, I didn't fit in and I felt different from everyone else. Question who I was, felt out of place, didn't feel solid as to who I am. I mean, I know who I am, but I didn't feel like I knew who I was when we moved. In this example, this person does not appear to have a fragmented sense of self, as she stated she knows who she is, but felt shaken up and off kilter in response to external stressors, that is, change in the environment. This change led to disruptions of the self. This person began to question herself as well as helped to figure out who she is. Due to this fluctuation, this is coded as a three. Does that make sense? All right. Let's go to number six. The gold standard is a seven. We have 6, 7, 7, 6, 7, 7, 7, 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 7. So Myrov and Mindy scored this a little bit low. Did you want to mount a challenge, Myrov or Mindy? Is Myrov on the call?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Zimmerman. So I think the reason that I scored it the way that I did was because I thought it was focusing more on the group. I thought it was focusing on the family, and then it was automatically receiving, then it would automatically receive a five. Now that I'm seeing it, I guess the end of the narrative is focusing on the youngest child, so it would receive a higher score, but that was my first thought was that it was like speaking about everyone in the family.
Okay. All right. And Mindy, you want to share
anything? Yeah, I originally read it as a seven. I don't know why it got a five. I think it just got mixed up there, but I did read it as seven.
Okay. All right. I won't, I mean, the authors write a lot for this one. I won't bother to read it in the interest of time, but I did email everybody the answer key for this dimension. So if you want to look at it yourself, you guys are welcome to do that. Number seven is a two. Gold standard response is a two. We got 2, 2, 2, 3, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Wow, great. So that is excellent. We go to number eight, and that is also a seven. So let's see how we do with this one. 7, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 6. Great. So you guys do all have the experience of rating within one on a seven passage. That's good. Number nine was rated a two by the authors. And so we have two, three, two, three, 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 four, three, two, 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 two. So Sorrel gave it a little bit high there with a four. Sorrel, did you want to comment?
I meant three.
Oh, okay. All right. That's easy enough. The male character jumps, which makes the narrative more pathological and coded as a two. But if identity-related themes were explicitly verbalized and expanded upon, the coding could go down to a one. All right, so then the last one is a five for the gold standard. We have 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 4, and 5. Very good. So I want to say you all are certified Scores G trainers, or not trainers, but coders. You're all qualified, certified, scores G coders. So congratulations, everybody, for enduring these last over 2 months now, right? Where we've been training on this. So pat yourselves on the back.
And add it to your resume.
Yes. Brian's snickering, but he's actually serious about that. You can add that. In fact, when Brian and I went through the training this past summer, you can be sure I added the workshop on my CV. So, if I'm adding, and my CV is like 50 pages long. So if I add it to my CV, it's important. It means something to people. So you can certainly add that on. So you're all certified coders of scores G. But now we're going to move on to scores Q. And so we have 25 minutes left. I'm hoping that, I can give you a clear enough sense of the scores Q to be able to receive Q sorts for next Thursday. As I said, I have not yet sent out the material that you're going to be coding. I'm going to probably do that tonight. I kind of ran out of time because of that long faculty meeting, but I will do that. So I'm just going to be going with the manual that I sent you all. They're the same 10 or 8 dimensions. We will not be coding dominant interpersonal concerns or interpersonal behavior. There's a separate Q sort for that. That you actually do have a Trello board for this other Q sort, but we're not going to use it. I just want to collect data on the object relations of this child. So we're going to forego this other Q sort. I see very little written about it in the literature, and Brian and I weren't even trained on that other one. So we're just going to stick with what we know. Within my scope of competence. So we're gonna just do the first Q sort and see how that goes. So the scores Q consists of 93 items. And these 93 items cover all 8 scales that you've just learned from me these last 2 months, from Brian and me from these last 2 months. So in one sense, it's really extremely familiar to you, right? You just trained. You guys got fabulous inter-rater reliabilities with the gold standard ratings over these last 8 weeks. You guys crushed it. And so it's totally familiar to you. These items should be very familiar to you, and that shouldn't be a problem. The problem is twofold. One is that threefold. One is that we're going to be Q sorting rather than just assigning a rating to a vignette. So it's putting the items into piles, which is going to be different. That's something new. Number two, the second issue is that we're no longer coding vignettes that take, 30 seconds to read. We're actually going to be coding an entire psychotherapy session, which is going to be considerably longer process to read the transcript and then to do the coding. And the third issue, if I can remember it, if I can keep it in my mind, Q sorting, the psychotherapy transcript, and I think the third issue that I wanted to mention is that these items have to be placed. The piles that you're putting these items in can only contain certain number of items. Now, for most of you, that sounds very familiar because you've all done Q sorting except for Elisa, Rachel, and Teresa. I think you three are the only ones who haven't had any experience with Q sorting. So this is going to be a bit of a newer experience for the three of you than for everyone else, but we're just going to work through it together. And I'm going to turn it over to Taylor at some point, but I just want to give you like a broad overview of this experience. So these 93 items are going to be placed into one of, are going to be placed into 8 piles. So it's not a 100 item queue sort. This is a 93 item queue sort. So 7 fewer items. Oh, look at that. God bless you, Taylor. So I was going to say that next, and then you put it up there. That's great. So now I have a visual. So if everybody opened up your chat feature, and you can see exactly what Taylor wrote here in the chat, this is exactly the distribution of the items for this particular queue set, the scores queue. So if you're all, except for Teresa, Rachel, and Elisa, you're all familiar with queue sorting, 100 item queue sort deck, and it's a normal distribution, and the most number of items is in pile 5, and the least number is in piles 1 and 9, and all that. This is a very different type of queue set. So I just wanted to alert you to that. It's only, just slight problem, Taylor. Pile 0 is 47 items, and pile 1 is 16 items. And then okay?
Right.
So can you go back into that, or?
Wait, that's so weird. Because in Trello, I think it starts at 1.
Well, then there should be, are there 8 piles?
There are 8 piles.
Okay, so if you want to, that's fine. If you want to label it like that, I'm just looking at the manual, but if you just, there you go, you put pile 8. That's fine.
Okay.
So instead of piles 0 through 7, you have piles 1 through 8. That's fine. That's totally okay.
Yeah, because on Trello, you can't have a, I don't think you can have a pile 0.
Okay.
And you just start at 1.
All right, that's fine. So okay. Given that, when you read them, when everybody should read the manual that I sent you, everybody, and you should also familiarize yourselves with the items themselves, which was a separate document that I also sent you both today and last week. So be sure you do that, because you're going to be totally lost if you don't read that stuff. It's not a lot of reading. So instead of 9 piles, we're dealing with 8 piles. And instead of a normal distribution, the number of items in each pile is going to diminish as you get up to pile 8. So pile 1 will contain 47 of the items. Pile 2 will contain 16 of the items. And then piles 3 through 8 are going to contain the same number of items, which is 5 apiece. So if you add all this up, 47 plus 16 plus what, 5 times 6 is 30. Yeah, that should be 93. And yes, that's what you get. Okay. Everybody get the idea in principle? How we're doing this. And the items, the 93 items are all items that cover, they pertain to a specific scale or dimension. So let me open up, bear with me here. Let me share my screen. Okay, so these are the items, this document that is called Scores Q Structural Dimensions. The structural dimensions are the 8 dimensions that I just finished teaching you, or Brian and I just finished teaching you these last 2 months. So there are 93 of them. You can count them for yourself. The number in parentheses here gives you a lot of information about the item. So in case you were wondering, well, what scale does SO1 refer to? And if you go to page, well, actually, the PDF I sent you doesn't have page numbers, but it is I think if you look, if you open up as a PDF and you look at the top and it tells you the page numbers, I think it's page 170. You'll see that S01 refers to cognitive structure of representations, complexity, differentiation, integration. That's that COM scale, the first one we learned way back when, complexity of representations. So the item, this item one belongs to that dimension. So it'll tell you what the dimension is. And then 01 versus, if you look at item two, 11, 12, etc. The 01 means that it's the lowest rating. That's like a one. And then 11 and 12, the first number indicates the level of the dimension. So zero in this case is the lowest level of this dimension. One would be the next lowest. So 11, 12, they're equivalent. Just the one and the two at the end just means it's distinguishing one item from another, but they're both at the same level, okay? And then you have S21, so two is another level higher. That would be equivalent to like a three in the COM scale. And then you have 2-1, 2-2, those are the same level. 2-3, it just captures slightly different aspects of that level. 2-4, 2-5, and then you've got S31. So three, it's one level higher now. 3-1, 3-2, and there's one level higher, 4. So level 4 of COM. 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, and then we move up to another level, 5-1. That's the highest level in these items. So 5-1 would be the highest. So you read, is extremely psychologically minded, routinely attending to subtleties of people's personalities and subjective experience. High placement of this item suggests that the subject regularly attends to the subtleties of his or her own and other psychological experience, understands self in the context of his or her life history, right? The next one is A01. So A refers to affect tone of relationship schemas. We learned it as affective quality of representations. Same thing. And then so you have the levels. So this is level zero. That's the worst level. You know, has delusional paranoid ideas. The next is A11, so that's level one. A21, that's level two. A22, same level, just a different item. 3-1, 3-2, this is 3-3, 4-1, 4-2, and then the highest is 5-1. All right, these are all spelled out also in the manual, as I said. The next one is capacity for emotional investment in relationships. And that's, so we learned that as EIR, and it's just represented here as R. So it goes from 0 to 1 to 2, another 2 to 3 to 4. And then this should be 5, actually. That's a typo. Should be 5-1 and 5-2, but you get the idea. And then we go to emotional investment in values and moral standards. We learn that as EIM, but it's represented here as a V for values, and so on and so forth. You guys understand what I'm getting at there? So you take these items and you're going to sort them into these eight piles according to the number of items that belong in each pile. And you can't have more or less number of items in each of those piles. Pile one has to have 47 items. It can't have 46. It can't have 48. It has to end up with 47. So with that, we've got about 15 minutes left. I want to turn it over to Taylor, who's going to take us the rest of the way. I wanted to thank Taylor for helping to create these Trello boards. And that's what we're going to be using. And so Taylor did this actually last summer, right? It was near the end of the summer, in August. We're finally able to use Taylor's handiwork now in here in November. So appreciate the work that Taylor did. So Taylor, why don't you take us the rest of the way?
Yeah, no problem. Can you give me the chance to share my screen?
Yes. Let me do that.
I'm also going to send you guys.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know if you guys want to copy and paste this stuff, but I put in, I don't know if that makes sense to anyone, but in the chat I kind of put like what each first letter thing was.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's see.
So that's like a little handy legend.
Okay, so here is Trello. Trello is a really, really cool website where you can sort different items into different boards. So to sign into Trello, we would go onto Dr. Goodman's account. So it's ggoodman@liu.edu, and the password is 1234567 8. So I can send out that information.
Yeah, that would be that would be particularly important for Rachel, Teresa, and Elisa.
Yeah,
because I think everybody else would know how to get into Trello, but they wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm gonna start from the beginning here. Hopefully, it signs me out.
So, and also, what's so for those three students? What's my username? Let me see. See if I can find
it. Might be G5.
Yeah. What is it again?
Or Jeff.
Here, let me find it.
It's G. Goodman.
Okay, let's see. Okay, now that I'm logging into Trello, it says Jeff. Oh boy, I hope
it's not that one though.
Yeah, you're right. So
that was the old one, right? It's ggoodman@liu.edu. Try that.
So G. Goodman, and I'll send this out in an email, but ggoodman@liu.edu. And then whatever reason it goes through this, and then the password is. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay. And we log in.
And you guys can be trying this while we're on the call. If you wanna, if you know you're at you're on your computer and you wanna try this, go for it.
And I can meet with you guys after or at a different time if you want.
Thank you, Taylor.
And we log in. Someone's making a lot of noise. Oh, it's Myra. Sorry, do you mind muting yourself? Thank you. Sorry, that was really rude. I didn't mean to. Okay, so now we log in. And when you go to Trello, you go to the left side, and there are all these different workspaces. And Trello used to be a lot easier to organize, but I had to make it more complicated because otherwise we would have to pay for it. So the free version, you can make all these different workspaces. So, and each workspace only allows 10 boards per thing. So I have a few different ones. So if you go to the left and scroll down, we have lab 2021 to 2022. We have that three different times because there's 13 of us and with two different boards. We're only using the blue board, which is the structural, the score is two structure. So since there are 13 of us, here's 10 of us right here. And then we would go to the second lab 2021, 2022 board. And then the remaining three are in blue in this board, in this workspace. So Elisa, Rachel, and Teresa. Oh, that's so funny that you guys
wow.
are talking. Yeah, that is weird.
What are the chances?
Yeah, so you guys are in the other one, but it's not the big deal. So these are the blue ones. That's how I separated. So we're not touching the thematic and behavioral ones. We're touching the structural blue ones. So now I'm going to go to my board. So what I would do is I would go to Taylor Scores Q Structural, because that's my name, and I'd click on this board. And what I'll have to show you guys how to do is put card counters.
Yes, I was going to ask if maybe you could do that right now. Does everybody have their laptops open? And I mean, maybe some people are joining me by phone. I don't know. But if you have your laptop and you're in the Trello community here, you know, Taylor's going to teach you how to create card counters. And what that does is the program will let you know when you've reached the limit on a pile. So remember I said that pile one has 47 items, can't have 46, can't have 48. The program will tell you when you've reached the 47. So if you try to put 48 in there, I think it turns red, right, Taylor?
Exactly. So just for example, I put two cards, number one, I set the number at two, just for this example, because I'm not going to transfer over 48 cards. This is what happens when I send over a third one. It turns red. And it's basically saying you reached your limit and you went over it. So what we're doing is using something called Card Counter, which we have to download. The best is to use Google Chrome. So if everyone has Chrome, it's easiest to get Card Counter on Chrome. I have a link, and I will.
Maybe you can put it in chat.
I don't know if this is helpful, but I have the slides from class that like go step by step through how to do Trello in the Card Counter. If you want me to send it to those who don't have them.
Oh, that's a great idea. I didn't even think about that. It's Elisa, Teresa, and Rachel.
I'm not in your class this semester. Thank you for reminding me.
So Mindy also would be someone who isn't familiar with Q sorting yet. I totally forgot. You're right. You're in the other section.
Okay, so after this, I can just send out an email.
Thank you, Lexi.
Okay. I wrote in the chat, I think, the correct thing. But basically, you would just Google Card Counter into Google Chrome, and you can download it. So let's see, what's it, Trello Card Counter. Can you guys see this?
Yep, I can.
So what I would do is I'd go to Trello Card Counter, just into Chrome, into Google, and I would download this Trello Card Counter. And
it's totally safe. It's not a virus.
Yeah, it's safe. It's very free. And then what you would do is once you download it, once you go into here, it should be applicable. So for, then we would go to the three dots. So for the first pile, like I don't know if everyone's up to date. Does anyone have any questions yet? Up to speed.
Everybody good?
And like I said, I'll meet with anyone after class or whenever. So for this, I put the card amounts in the chat, and I'll also send a separate email for that as well. So for the example, for the first pile, it would be 47 cards in pile one, which is also known as pile zero. So after you download the Card Counter in Trello, this should pop up where you press these three dots, and on the bottom it says set card counter limit for this list. I'm going to put 47 because that's what pile one should have. Then you're going to do the same for all of the card counters. I wanted to do this on everyone's board, but it's per Google Chrome. It's not per the account. So I couldn't do this on everyone's board. Everyone had to download the card amounts. So I'm not going to waste time here, but for the rest, I would put five in for each amount. Then we would have the amounts. We still have piles one through eight. So it goes all the way to over here. And here are the 93 items. You can double check that your thing has 93 just by seeing, looking in this amount, 93 cards. And these are all the items that Dr. Goodman just showed us in that renumbered scores queue Microsoft Word document. And all of them have this little code at the end that Dr. Goodman just explained to us. So for example, this G, let's see in the chat, I've said that the experience and management of aggressive impulses, AAG, is G. So here's the G for number 63. So we're talking about this dimension, the aggressive dimension. And I would like to ask Dr. Goodman for just a review on what the other numbers mean, or we could just find out from the PDF.
What do you want from me?
So I'm a little confused of like,
I get
the level thing.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait, share a different thing. I also am aware of the time, so.
Can everybody go a little bit over?
I have class at 6.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Excuse my language, but I'm freaking 6 to 8:40 tonight with Dr. Rathis. I don't even know if she was a member. Anyway,
So I try to understand this thing. I don't know if I'm being a very low connection. I'm just not fully understanding the different levels. So,
okay, so level one is the place where you'd put the items where they it's less characteristic. And mm-hmm. level pile eight would be the items where you place and they're most characteristic of this psychotherapy session. So that's similar to the Q sorting that most of you are familiar with. So pile one would be, you know, the one where it's least characteristic.
So the first number of the sequence is the level of the dimension, correct?
Yes, correct.
So I don't know if you guys, can you guys see this page, the Scores Global page?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thanks, Charlie. So the first number in the sequence is level of dimension, meaning zero or one would be the lower level of that item or that dimension. And then the second number in the sequence is what?
The second number in the sequence means, so let's say that you're measuring social cognition, mm-hmm. as what we knew as SC, and you have five different levels of SC. Let's say you want to measure level four of social cognition. Okay, so there might be different aspects of level four that you want to capture. So there might be multiple items that capture that same level. So you have to be able to distinguish those items from each other. So you add another number to distinguish them. So you have 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, 4-4. So those are four different items that measure level four, but they're different. But you have to have a way. You can't all call all four items SC4, because then it's confusing. So you have to be able to distinguish among those four different items. So you add a second column. So you have 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, 4-4. Does that help?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, back to, this is so annoying. Back to Trello, it's been one heck of a day. So yes, we would then put these items in different piles. And like I said, each pile has their limit. And once we finish putting all the items in the piles, all the items do go to a pile. There's none that are left in this unsorted pile. And what we would do, are we ready for this next part?
Yeah, I don't know. Is everyone ready? All right, go for it, Taylor.
Okay, then what we would do is all this would be filled in. Then, here, how do I do this? Because this isn't filled in. So let me go to an old board just to show you guys. Can I use someone's first year board? Anyone?
Sure, go ahead.
Alexandra, I think you raised your hand.
Yeah, you can use mine. It's fine.
Okay, Lexi, I didn't see that. Okay. Okay, so Lexi's board is all filled in. Beautiful. So we have 5, 8, 12. So this is the old, this is a different Q store. We're not doing these piles, but just to show you what we would do. So now in the scores Q structural dimension in our own things, what we would do is after we fill in all 8 piles, for this example, it's 9, but for the point of showing you what to do, then we would go to show menu. And I'll send you guys instructions for this as well. Show menu, then press more. Then press print and export. And then click this thing that says export to JSON. Then it's going to come up with a crazy looking thing.
You
can right?
put, yeah, there you go. Okay.
Crazy, like a lot of stuff going on. It goes all the way down, like scary stuff. What we would do then is command all, so command A, to copy.
Thanks, Lexi.
Yeah, thank you, Lexi. And I'm going to send you guys this sort tool. You would save this into your Chrome as well, so that we always have this, the sort tool dash six. So we're, there we go, Command All. So we're selecting everything that's in here, and then Command C to copy, and then Command V to paste into JSON input. So you see how this, looks so weird, how this is all pasted in. It's just taking a while to load, but all that, all this is now in here. Then we would press compile.
Thanks, Eli. Look at that.
Now this looks beautiful.
Beautiful. So then you.
I have a question.
Yes, Rachel.
How did you get to that JSON input?
This is a website that I'll send everyone.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was part of Trello.
No, it's not part of Trello. It's a separate thing that Julia, who was a previous doctoral student in grad school a few years ago, she and her husband made at some point, and I'll send this to you.
Okay, I also downloaded the Trello card counter, but it's not, when I click the three dots, it's not coming up, so I'll like text you later about that.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely meet with you, because I know there's a weird part where you have to like add it as an extension or something. That happened on my computer as well, but just make sure you use Chrome or Firefox.
Yeah, okay.
So then after I pasted all that stuff in here and I pressed compile, this beautiful output came out. So it's 5, 4, 1, whatever. We would select all this, commands copy, and then we would go into an Excel, which is something that we're used to doing. So I'll open up a new Excel sheet. And I just realized that you can't see my whole screen anymore. So we open up a new Excel sheet and command and copy everything that we just copied from this output into here, and then command paste, save this as, I'll do TP scores Q, and then maybe I'll do the date 11, and then I'll do the 18th for when it's due. And then we will send this to Dr. Goodman, this Excel sheet. We save it, and then this is what we would be sending. So it comes out like this. Essentially, each item will be filled. We're only going to have 93 items.
Right. Instead of the 10 ratings that you would send me every week, now you're sending me 93 ratings. But it's exactly. The same process from at the point that you copy into Excel, it's the same thing. It's just 93 items rather than 8.
Yeah.
Or 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we would just send this to Dr. Goodman by Wednesday night next week.
Yep.
And like I said, I will meet with whoever, because I know it gets confusing, but once you get it at first, it becomes like really easy. So are there any questions for now? I do have class, but I'm more than happy to answer questions now, because something tells me that Dr. Rathbus isn't even there. So I'm just going to text on my coworker quickly.
That was really a crash course. Thank you, Taylor. That was incredible. You sped right through that. I hope everyone was able to follow, but that's exactly what you would do. And I think it's going to be fun once you guys get used to it, but it's a little bit different. You're going to have to get the hang of it. But you guys have had the training these last 2 months. You know what these items are about. So I'm hopeful. We'll see how everybody does. Any remaining questions before we end?
Yeah, Dr. Rathbus is 15 minutes late, so whoever you want to stay on, we got some time, which I predicted.
I do have a quick question. So pile one, is that it wasn't indicative of the session, or was?
Yes, it's not. So the higher the pile, the more defining of the person it is.
So there's going to be 47 items that we're not defining.
Exactly, exactly. They're not. Okay. They don't have anything to do with the patient. So you put those 47 items in pile one. The trick is that you have to figure out which of the 93 items you're going to select to go into the pile one.
Yeah. And it's all about the patient.
All about the patient. Nothing about the therapist. It's all, and you'll know who the patient is. I mean, on the based on the transcript. You're gonna know.
Okay.
And I just want to be sure because I haven't read the manual yet. Is there like a middle pile, kind of like five, where it means it doesn't happen in the session versus the lower
one? Well, that's I think they all go in the lowest pile.
Okay. So like, so just for experienced people, even if it doesn't happen in the session, and there wasn't a possibility for it to happen in the session, it would still go in one.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a good question. Any other items of business? And you know, we're gonna take our time with this. We're not gonna just plow through and then I'll give you the real sample. We're gonna have to. I know this transition is gonna, you know, have some bumps in the road. There'll be some obstacles, but I think we'll overcome them.
We will.
All right.
I think I have one last question.
Yes.
Sorry. So when it comes to piles like 3, 4, 5, like how do you really decipher between those?
That's where your training comes in.
Right. Okay. If the pile 8 is the most applicable and representative and
it's most defining of the person.
So like and 3, 4, 5, that's the tricky part.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
we like will collaborate every week.
Okay.
Yeah, we're, I mean,
but like 3 is less than 5.
Yeah.
And I mean obnoxiously, I mean like the amount
that I know
pertains to this exception.
So we're gonna train on this. Just like we've been training all along. All right. All right. I have a meeting with Rachel. Is that right? After this? Okay. So bye, everybody. Rachel, stay on.
Whatever notes I have and for if people want to agree on time to meet.
So. That sounds great. Thank you, Taylor. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So I just wanted to have a quick meeting with you just to kind of like check in, like see how I'm doing in the lab, as well as just kind of like talk about my application process a little bit. I think, so right now I am, I'm a little overwhelmed with the cue sorting because that's new to me.
Yeah.
But I do think that with practice, I'll definitely get the hang of it.
Absolutely. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. It is really interesting. Like, I'm excited, like, doing something that's so different that I've never done before.
Yeah, it's great. I think you're going to crush it.
And then just, like, I just want to hear, I guess, from you just how, I don't know, like, I know it's hard because it's all